School Board President John Hersher and Assembly Members Steve Burnham Jr. and Jay Burnham will seek re-election this October. Skagway resident Roger Griffin is running for Assembly as well. There is still one seat available on the school board with no candidates running for the position. Last year, Dan Henry was the only person to appear on the ballot for the Borough Assembly election, even though two seats were open. However, five people ran for Assembly as write-in candidates. David Brenna won a seat on a write-in campaign, and Henry won the other available seat. Mayor Monica Carlson also successfully ran as a write-in candidate last year. In June, the Assembly voted to amend municipal rules for counting write-in votes. Skagway Borough Clerk Emily Deitch explains that the old rules were written in a way that could have prevented legitimate write-in votes from being counted. This could have caused problems last year since there were not enough candidates on the ballot to fill the open Assembly seats.
Under our old code, there could have been a situation where the total amount of write-in ballots would not have reached the threshold to where we would be allowed to count them, even though we only had one person on the ballot for two seats. So we identified that issue, and it didn't happen, but we said we need to fix this before this next election, which we did.
Now, municipal code allows all votes for write-in candidates to be counted as long as they have properly declared their candidacy.
The only way that we would count write-in votes is if we have a letter of intent on file from a write-in candidate. So if a person does not file the letter of intent as a write-in by the deadline, we would not count any of the write-in votes.
Those who wish to run as a write-in candidate must submit a letter of intent to the borough clerk no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, September 28th. Along with the letter of intent, the candidate must also file a public official's financial disclosure statement. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.